Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
Good morning to you. It's 7:40. We're looking at 69 degrees here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
Good morning. If you're listening to us on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340, maybe on the free WRHI app. Download the app when you can and take us on the go. And, of course, on WRHI.com. And then on the TV side of the house, you can watch us on CN2. That's Comporium Cable Channel 102 live. And on all of your major social media channels, simply search for CN2 and WRHI. It all leads to the same place. You know, every Tuesday we check in with our school districts throughout York County to see what's going on. This week we're learning what's happening in the Clover School District. We've got the public information officer joining us, Brian Dillon. Brian, good morning to you.
Good morning.
We love when our guests bring a friend along, and you've done so this morning. You've brought Renice Sauls. She's the Chief Human Resource Officer for Clover School District. And good morning to you, Renice.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Palmetto Mornings, your first time.
My first time. I'm excited.
We'll make it fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Listen, we always, when anyone comes on, we always love to learn about you and your career. And when you say, you know, the chief head of HR at a school district, it's not easy. Let alone we talk about HR across the board, any business. How long have you been in the field doing HR work?
Wow. So I've been doing HR-related work probably the better half of about 10 years, starting at the South Carolina Department of Education, where I worked on educator effectiveness, which is the evaluation performance management side of the house, and then moving into similar roles in Fort Mill, and then the director of recruitment, retention, and evaluation. So I got to work in that side of HR, and now I'm blessed to be in the chief position.
Well, as part of your job here in the Clover School District, it's all about keeping the teachers we have in the Clover School District and bringing on new ones.
Yes.
So what does that look like? Because this is a very busy summer for folks in the school district. I know kids think once school is out for summer, that's it. The school closes down and everyone comes back in August when the doors open. But that is not the case for you all.
Not the case in our world. This is actually our busiest time of year. And so to your point, our focus is always retaining the high quality talent that we have in the house, and also getting them the best colleagues by recruiting highly qualified, highly talented colleagues, whether custodial staff, teachers, administrators, across the board.
You know, our school districts come on and they all say that they're hiring. So folks listening might think, oh my gosh, is there a shortage happening? We always can need more teachers, right? So is this just making sure we've got a deep bench and those educators are ready to go? And it also allows for smaller class sizes if we get more teachers in the classroom. Maybe walk us through that part of the discussion.
So absolutely. So we are currently looking for teachers to ensure that all of our classrooms start day one ready with a high quality, highly certified teacher in their classrooms for all students. But we are also, as we are expanding and growing as a school district, which is exciting, there are opportunities for us to build our bench. And so have some teachers on hand that will be able to just grow into the fold as we expand our school district over the next few years.
What is the need there within the Clover School District? Is there a specific grade level, a specific job type that you're looking for?
So we are always looking for special educators, those teachers who are qualified and have a passion and desire for working with our most vulnerable students. So always looking for special educators. Elementary teachers are also very popular. And our secondary teachers, math and science, are typically some of the harder to find just because it is such a specialized field, but always looking for those folks, as well as our classified staff. We are looking for custodians across our buildings to help keep our buildings clean and safe for our students, as well as some other workers.
Well, this summer, if people are wanting to learn more or get involved, what are the steps they can take? Are there any events planned, or is it one of those come, walk in, and ask questions? What does that look like?
While we don't have any recruitment events planned for this summer, there's all the first thing I would encourage folks to do is to check out our website. go to our website, www.clover.k12.sc.us.
And
go to the Human Resources tab, and there you'll see the Human Resources staff, but most importantly, you'll see opportunities to apply for positions. And there's also a button that says apply here or apply now. Folks, I invite folks to hit that button and apply. You'll see all of the positions categorized, classified, district administrator, certified staff. They can check out those spots there.
Fantastic. And Brian Dillon, as the school PIO, I have to give, whether it's your credit or not, I love going through the social media and website. And when you show, you know, who your teachers are, you put a face to it. I'll be scrolling through and see, you know, welcome so-and-so to the mm-hmm. school district. I have to say, I love that.
Yeah, that's one of the things we started doing recently. You know, when you look at social medias and other areas of the world, they're sharing about who's joining you. So, you know, it's a great nod to do that, to show that picture, put that information out, because then the new staff member shares it to theirs as well. They get a lot of interaction, and it just helps build that team camaraderie that you have in a school district.
And then, Renice, if folks are listening and they're thinking, hey, I'm in this job in the business sector, in the private sector, I'm kind of tapped out a little bit, I'm running out of gas, I like the benefits of a school calendar, I like possibly having summers off and holidays off. What does that look like for those that have zero education experience? They didn't major in education. The only thing they know about school is whether their kids went through it or their grandkids have gone through it. What does the path to employment look like for them?
Wonderful. That's a great question. So there are alternative pathways into the profession that our state supports. They're one of the number one kind of pathways into the profession is PACE, and it's a state-supported program where folks who have bachelor's degrees in particular areas can go and matriculate through a support program, if you will. That's pretty intensive, but it will provide them the steps and the pedagogy that they need to become teachers, and it leads to certification. PACE is just one. Our state recognizes about 9 different ones. Some districts, some programs work a little bit more closely with certain districts, but that's always a pathway. And I would encourage folks, if you are ever interested in becoming a teacher, to check out the South Carolina Department of Education's website, and there you will see alternative certification and then the different pathways. And they range from face-to-face brick and mortar classroom opportunities to online opportunities to competency-based programs and opportunities for folks.
It is a busy summer for the school districts throughout our state, especially here in the Clover School District, trying to keep the teachers they have and recruit new ones as they get ready to open the doors this August.
Yeah, and on that topic, one of our recent district teachers of the year, Wayne Williams, kind of went through that path. He came in, he worked in the private sector for many years, wanted to get into teaching, went through those different paths, and was recently named our district teacher of the year and was a finalist for state teacher of the year. So, you know, it's a great resource, that background that you can bring to the classroom, and he's really excelled in it.
Love that.
Fantastic.
Brian, while you're here, let's get an update, if we can, on some construction projects that are happening this summer.
Yeah, absolutely. Clover High School is currently, if you drive by Clover High School, you're not going to be able to get in the front of the building like you'd expect to normally. We are doing some construction to the main entrance of Clover High School, the main entrance to the 9th grade campus, which will become Roosevelt Middle School in a couple of years. That is to break off and have 2 separate entrances to those schools. One of the issues that parents have most often is that structure there, the 2 schools combined. It will be split next year. We did purchase some land just to the side of the 9th grade campus where there was a house that we were able to expand through. It's going to run that entrance around the 9th grade campus, around the football field there, and give that a little bit more room, some additional parking there. And so it's going to help both campuses tremendously. Our track in the back of Clover mm-hmm. High School has completed. It looks fantastic, as well as the tennis courts. So that was a good project. So those are open and moving forward. The back is going to get a little adjustment to the bus loop area to help the buses flow through there more easily as well. So a lot of things going on at Clover High School this summer. The field house is coming along. And then inside the building, it was very closed off, some very narrow hallways. The commons area, the library is being opened up bigger, more like it was when it was first built, have high ceilings, open space to allow some areas for students to gather in a common space and just have a little bit more open feel, something that is not as closed off with the narrow hallways. So that's one of those things that we wanted to get done before we have the second high school come in as well, because Clover High School closing in on its 50-year anniversary, it needed some TLC.
Well, that's a lot of construction projects going on. Again, updating the schools that you have while bringing new ones online. And, of course, with all of these schools, they need to hire great teachers. And the Clover School District is hiring. You can reach out to them via their website. Even better, reach out to Renice Saul. She is fantastic. Now, she's just one of many in that office. So she can only wear so many hats. But she will definitely point you in the right direction. So, Renice, nice to meet you. And good luck hiring there within the Clover School District. And, Brian, it's always great to see you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.